Okay, I push this. Worst Offspring song. And all the girlies say I'm of the Offspring songs I am aware of, this is the worst one. Performing this? Like, what the fuck happened? Did he get beat up and then they turn on the recorder and sing this? Or we're gonna fucking do your family too? Like, what? Yeah.
Business.
Is this a fucking rap song about Far Cry fucking 5? I swear to fucking God. We need regulation. All of these enemies, they go remember me when I won't let them boom. We representing the hopeless. All these followers under hypnosis. I'm speaking so lethally, heathens are religion, but we're defeating the coaches. I know that one day we gonna win. We deliver when you go up on his mans. When I'm over with combines, burning bomb vibes. Bring a blood and I'm slugging them. We do whatever it takes. We don't care about catching the case. Stealing your truck and we crashing your place. Slapping and grabbing and catching the safe. Yeah, that's what these savages hate. Hey, this crazy go to the for brain. We got the muscle, we splashing the thing. If you put up your dukes, then we slapping your face. Yeah. You don't really want it with a tag team. Taking over your territory, that's a bad dream. Put your body in the back of the truck, we'll be back in it up and nobody gonna know. I have no real opinion on the quality of the song. Like, it is what it is. It's I don't think it's, well, whatever. I guess I do have an opinion. I don't think it's very good. It is what it is. Oh, God. Really? Hope County. Fuck you. To me, the anger comes from the concept. To me, just the idea that, like, these are people that's what they do. Or I mean, I'd like to think they do other things. But are those other things we also write rap songs about Game of Thrones? Like, probably, right? Yeah, I don't know. We wrote a rap song about a middling Far Cry sequel. Because we thought that might be a good business move. Like, what fucking nightmare have we fucking worked our way into where that's a thing someone thinks is like musically? Oh yeah, no, that's here we go. This is, you just don't understand. This is the new music industry. It's not about labels. About having the right song at the right time, you know? Goes on without me, cause I'd like you to meet my my A&R guy. It's Google Trends. It's Google Trends. I'm looking at Google Trends. Take all your unreleased music and look at the Xbox release calendar for the next 12 months and just rename the songs accordingly. Don't even change the songs, just this song is now called Gears Pop. This song is now called Gears 5. This song is now called, you know, we're just going to speculate here and say we're going to call this song Fable 2020. We're going to call this song the next Fable working title. Like my new song is called Final Fantasy VII Remake. is it here. Loggins here on featuring on a song he wrote. This song is called God of War 2. I hope you like it.
It's empty in the valley of your.
That was the advice I gave to someone on mp3.com years ago when he changed the name of a song to like Star Wars Quake or something, you know, like. And he took the advice, and I think it worked. It's the kid that wrote that fucking StarCraft rap we listened to a couple weeks ago. Alright, I don't know what this album cover is about here, but it appears, it says Harlem Shake, and it appears to be like a stock photo of people jumping on a beach. And then also someone dressed up as Supergirl, Superwoman, Supergirl. Oh, and also it's a cover of the Cher song, Believe. This is all incredibly confusing. Did Jason Mussin get paid off of this album being named Harlem Shake? I want Hennessy Youngman to get his due. I want him to get his cut. I want Pack of Rats to get what's his. Shake on it in big letters, and then it's got there's a lady on here dressed up as a supergirl, like photoshopped in front of this shot of people jumping on a beach. I don't like this whole thing's a mess. Like, if it had, like, 2 to 3 more elements on it, I would be for it, because it would wrap around again, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, you're doing it. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I see what you're going for here. You're nailing it. But as it stands, it's just like, I don't... What are we doing? I'll tell you what we're doing. Stopping at this red light and turning this the fuck up. The cover that came on this morning was poor. I like the original version of this song better. Just because, you know, I'm a Minecraft fan, so I like songs about Minecraft, and I feel like them covering it and like taking the Minecraft out is like this is not really. Stop cheating! I just kind of want, you know me. I just want to leave this on until the guy has his fucking terrible fucking verse. and then turn it off. GIF that fills your whole phone screen when it comes on. And so it's just the Spice Girls doing fucking backflips and dancing and shit on my phone. That's alright.
My lover, you gotta get with my friends, make it last forever, friendship.
as a longtime shampoo fan, I was pretty conflicted about the sudden rise of the Spice Girls, particularly when they started using the term girl power sometime after shampoo had, and it just kind of became their thing, and shampoo is very good. That's the end of that story. Shampoo is very good. The last album they put out, not very good. Shampoo's second album, very good. Or is it their second or is it their third? I guess. Because there's an album, I guess, that maybe was like older stuff and B-sides that kind of came out later, but maybe that wasn't necessarily their first album, per se. Oh, here we go. Small dog barking. All right. Fucking turn it up, man. Shit. What the fuck am I doing? Yeah. We get some spooky farts while this dog is barking, maybe. This is South Park Mexican. He's a rapper. I think he might still be in jail for, I'll just say sex crimes and leave it at that. I remember it sounding very disgusting when he went away. I assume he is still there, as he seems like an incredibly bad person.
story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one.
The song is credited to Sherwood Schwartz, which is weird because last week when I was in LA, I kept thinking about Sherwood Schwartz. I had to drive through Malibu and just for some, whatever reason, kept thinking about it. Some Brady Bunch ass houses and Sherwood Schwartz's name. His name got stuck in my head. Is that weird? Concept of like, hey, we're gonna do like punk versions of rap songs. Like, I'm, you know, hey, your whole fish out of water thing, sure, sure. But punk goes metal? Like, obviously, different forms of music, but adjacent in some ways that make it inherently less interesting. So it's like, oh no, this is just, I don't know. Also, this sucks. Also, this just sucks. Everything on this album, every piece, every data point that you see on your screen is some computer shit. What's the name of your band? Master Boot Record. What's the name of your album? Interrupt Request. What's the name of the song? IRQ Zero, System Clock. All right, you did it. Congratulations. You did it. Want this to either be fucking as electronic as it gets or fucking grindcore. I want this either to be way more bleepy bloopy or straight fucking grindcore. Thank you. grindcore sounds like it would be fun. Every so often I think about investing in Vocaloid technology and seeing how it works, if it is easy to make it go. Like, I'm watching some of the video tutorials for Vocaloid 5. I was like, you know, I bet I could do this. This seems like it would be easy enough to do. It might be fun. Go in on a Vocaloid. Yeah, maybe. Shit. I forget how much that stuff costs. The announcement of the play date today caused me... I've been thinking about it. So I heard about the playdate stuff last week, and saw that stuff while I was actually I was looking at that stuff while I was looking at sea otters. It's like looking at sea otters and looking down my phone, going, "Holy shit, these sea otters are cool." Also, holy shit. And so today I did my semi-annual look at Teenage Engineering's website to look at an OP-1 and go, man, yeah, I should get... Oh, wait, no. I cannot spend $1,300 on an OP-1. I don't need it. I am not a good enough piano player to benefit from it. And I just not that long ago bought the FL Studio Fire, the Fire hardware thing they put out for that has like native FL Studio support. I bought that, hooked it up, went, oh yeah, this seems neat, but also like I'm still probably faster and better at doing this with a mouse. So now my thought is I will set up that Fire in performance mode and perhaps build a proper soundboard out of it and just use FL Studio for a streaming soundboard. I bet piano lessons would be super useful. Like, even, you know, just like a rudimentary, like, you know, you just... If I felt more comfortable around a keyboard... It's the sort of thing where if I, like, think about it a lot and then... Like, I have played some solos and shit live on some of the music I've put out. But they're all, like, super fucking simple. And then, like, of course, I'm, like, going back in and, like, quantizing them and shit like that, too. Or maybe not, you know, fully quantize, but, you know, like, cleaning it up. gonna get the miracle piano teaching system for the Super Nintendo and use that to learn. Shit, I should do that. That's terrible. I spent yesterday and some time this morning actually going back and listening to a bunch of the music I wrote. And it made me want to put it out again. It made me want to maybe I should actually try to put this on Spotify or Bandcamp or something. Even though it's still out there, or the vast majority of it is out there for download still on. Well, I guess it's on midnightbrown.com still, I assume. I think I'm still paying to host that domain. It's a bad use of money. I should probably just... It would be cheaper to fucking pay for SoundCloud Pro. I don't know, I think for me the only fun thing that would come out of playing a piano or having better piano skills would be playing vocoder stuff, doing vocoder stuff. And being able to play and sing at the same time, or play in tone at the same time, I guess. But there's still, so there's 8 or 9 tracks that didn't make it out there for what was to be the fifth album that we were working on. And I think other than some of that stuff is on SoundCloud, I think. But I think I'm still sitting on 5 or 6 songs that I don't think ever made it out there. I think me and Chris are the only people that have them. I love to hear a native speaker.
Sweat, girls on my dick, but I'm free boy. sway, sway. Girl, scream my name, when I free boy, sway.
Soldier.
Get out the way. Pretty boy coming through. Me and my crew, we swagging in the room. Girls on me heavy, cause I look so sexy. Yellow diamond shawty in the claw, straight flexing.
Yes. Oh, here we go. His tone is strong. Or this dude who is this just a cover of fucking that Eminem song? I feel like this has come up before. I think this guy has also done a bunch of fucking video game raps.
You ruined everything. I was at the top of my field. Maternalist, controversialist, but talent was real. Then I found my opportunity, the sun needed squeal. So I wrote a story about it with this person revealed. But you had to show up, made me look stupid. Had my life blow up, all because of you, kid. You got the real purpose.
Or is this just a different rap about Venom?
I lost my job, my wife, and my relatives. Now all I have is revenge and anger. Pain in my heart, drank with the weight of an anchor. I just want the Spider-Man to feel a pain greater. But I'm just a man, maybe if I say a prayer, then people listen. But I got to the church and was met with another high.
Interactive music system that plays dubstep on a pinball machine, and every time the pinball hits something, it fucking wobbles the bass a little more, you know? Like, just have triggers set up on all the fucking bumpers and flippers and everything, and make that dub your step, as it were. There, there's my $8 idea of the day. That idea is worth at least $8.
No control. No surrender. There's only one thing you can do in this madhouse. Get the fuck up.
Whoa. she's swearing at me. Set up the, I mean, current pinball machine technology, probably not built for this, but what if you could impact, what if you could direct the force with which a bumper hits a ball such, and the direction of it, so, just, nudge, you know, just set it off in the right direction just enough to where you could always guarantee it reached its next target on the beat of the music. So, like, the pinball would fly around in time to the music, almost auto-magically. And then put it on the player to try to keep it in time with the music when they interact with the machine. It seems like it would be fucking hard. Maybe less hard with a fake pinball machine, but with a, I'm talking like a physical object. That's another $6. That idea is $6. Not a full $8 idea. album that I like, but... Better than Josh Groban. Yeah, I said it. Krayshawn is better than Josh Groban. If you can't handle these scorching hot takes, then take it outside. best version of this song ever recorded.
Yeah. his head. From the B to the E to the ARGO. Chanel on with the air, Puerto Rico. Oh, Puerto Rico. I wanna say what's up to Liz and Gino. I used to shoot machine guns. These days, all I do is sell out arenas. Ain't transparent like glass. Paying with cash. Show the government don't know where I'm in last. I'm the sickest MC ever since 83. America's number one public enemy. And you should come and see my show before I disappear.
Too close to getting home. like hip-hop? Oh, you like video games? I got you. Finish it. Maybe I just watch a YouTube video and then write the last verse. Okay. Songs about video games does he have? All right, okay. Oh, it's not just video games. Okay, he's got Venom rap, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse rap. I like that he writes rap song or rap at the end of the title, so you know what you're getting into. Popular latest release, John Wick 3 rap. John Wick 3 rap. It appears to be his only release in 2019 so far. Tapering off, I guess, huh? What else we got here? C discography. Sonic mixtape, gotta go. Okay, never mind. It's been very prolific in 2019. Latest release, John Wick 3 rap. Sonic mixtape, gotta go fast. Iron Man vs. Thanos epic rap battle. Hellboy rap. Avengers Endgame rap. Shazam rap part 2. Us. It's not us rap, just us. Old Man Logan. PewDiePie vs. T-Series rap. Scarecrow rap. Chucky rap. Mortal Kombat 11 rap. Shaggy rap. John Wick versus The Punisher. The Punisher Rap Part 2. Deathstroke Rap. Mr. Glass, They Called Me. Black Panther Rap. M'Baku. Batman Rap. The Batman Who Laughs. All Might Rap. Aquaman Rap. Broly Rap. Under the Red Hood. Detective Pikachu Rap. The Detective Pikachu Rap came out in 2018, by the way. You got to get ahead of this stuff if you want to get paid. Geek Cipher Volume 2. Stan Lee tribute. Oh, please, is this also a parody of the fucking Eminem song Stan? Please say yes. Fuck. Fuck.
Clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. Even if I could, it'll all
Is he reading a letter from Stan Lee? Excelsior.
Hello, Mr. Stan. I'm your biggest fan. I've read every comic book you've ever written. Thor to Iron Man.
It's like, it's, no, see, in the song, Stan is writing to Eminem. All right, never mind, never mind.
It's full of naughty people. All I wanted was a Spider-Man to come and conquer evil. Sometimes I pretend I'm blind like an eagle. Gotta be a hero, cause they never die and get a sequel. I stay inside mostly, mama said it isn't safe. Got a TV with some rabbit ears, but every day it breaks. But because of you, Stan, I was out in space with the silver sun.
Give that song a no prize. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse rap. Daredevil Season 3 Kingpin rap. Red Dead Redemption 2 rap song. Venom rap part 2. Creed 2 rap. Bane rap. Goku vs. Saitama part 2. Killshot Nerdcore. Spider-Man rap. Destiny 2 Forsaken. Infinity War 1 Snap. Freddy Krueger rap. What Did I Do Before You? Shazam rap. The Joker vs. Batman. Scream rap. The Juggernaut. The Flash rap. Venom vs. Carnage vs. Spider-Man. Michael Myers rap. Carnage rap. LeBron vs. J.R. Smith. One Take Rap Contest Volume 3. Venom rap. John Wick, the Boogeyman. Leatherface. Infinity War rap battle. A Quiet Place. The Joker rap. Why so serious? Why so serious in parentheses on his fucking Joker rap? Deadpool 2 rap. Black Panther versus Killmonger. Far Cry 5 Meet the Father. Fact Rap Challenge. Black Panther rap. The Killmonger. Jigsaw versus Hannibal. Fortnite rap. Pennywise versus Pennywise. God of War, A Soldier's March. Black Panther rap. Deadpool vs. Wolverine. One Punch Man vs. Goku Part 1. America's Most Wanted, Net Neutrality. What? I wrote a Net Neutrality. Yes. America's Most Wanted, Net Neutrality rap. The Sentinel. Chucky vs. Annabelle. Thanos rap. The Gauntlet. Santa vs. the Grinch. Thor vs. Hulk. Pennywise meets Georgie. YouTube vs. Daddy Fat Snaps. Jigsaw rap, game over. Cuphead rap part 2. Jason versus Michael. Deej versus the Community. I think it's a deep cut to the... Isn't that the name of the guy that was the Bungie community manager? Wow. I can't... Dragon Ball Z rap Frieza saga. All right, well. Darth Vader rap. I'm just going to keep scrolling. I'm not going to read every single one anymore. I can't. For Honor rap. His first release in 2016, Titanfall 2, which we heard this morning. Fuck. All right, well, that's music. That's it for music. I hope you enjoyed it while they were making it. It's a shame they had to shut it down, but, you know, what are you going to do? Have a fantastic night. And, you know, we'll do it some more in the morning.